It's KM FM Breakfast with Gary and Laura, and we are joined by Callum Scott.
Yes.
Good morning, Callum Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
We need to talk about the new single. So it's You Are The Reason. What's it all about?
You Are The Reason is my first original single, which I'm so excited about to be doing my own. Lyrics I've written myself about love, basically. It's a bit gushy, but it's a song that the message is love conquers all.
And you're off on tour as well, so you got new music and you got a new tour. Tell us about that.
Yeah, tour, my first headline tour around the UK and Europe, which is so exciting. I'm playing two shows in my hometown back to back.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be amazing. I think my sister's going to open for me as well.
So. No way.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, because of course your sister did the show as well, didn't she?
Britain's Got Talent. She's always been very integral to my music.
Wow.
She's the one who got me started singing. So yeah, she's going to open for me, make me very proud.
Performing in front of your home crowd, I bet that is just going to be brilliant.
Yeah, it's like such an incredible feeling. I mean, you see people in the audience, like teachers and
people
used to live near. Yeah, it's so amazing.
Oh, they must be so proud, like you say.
Yeah.
Imagine having your teacher, your music teacher
now,
or whatever, in the audience.
I mean, and especially like, you know, you're in your hometown, there's nothing like home support.
Yeah.
It's like being in a hometown football game or whatever.
Oh.
You've just got everybody behind you, all willing you on. It's an amazing feeling.
Do you get to go and like stay with your family? Don't have to worry about the hotel. Did you get a nice home cooked dinner to get you ready for your show?
Sunday lunches.
Oh.
I'm a big mummy's boy. So
oh, really?
As soon as I go home, I'm back seeing my mum, and keeps me very grounded. And I'd get a clip round the ear all if I wasn't.
Yes.
That's
she
good.
Keeps me in check.
You can always rely on your mum for that.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of pop stars could do with a clip round the ear. I'm not gonna name names.
No names.
No, exactly. On the other end of the spectrum, then, when you're off in like Europe, were you give a chance to go and sample a bit of the culture, a bit of the nightlife, some of the food?
I mean, I suppose the downside with this industry, there's not many, but one of the downsides is that you don't get to explore enough. But when I get the time, I try to go out and try and enjoy the food and try and enjoy the culture, try and immerse myself in a different world. I was just over in Montreal, actually, and I tried to immerse myself by getting the traditional poutine that they do over there. Have you ever heard of that? Poutine is chips, gravy, and cheese.
What?
I have heard of this. Yeah, poutine is
gorgeous.
Huge. Yeah, it's good.
No, there was a name for that. I mean, I've had that at school. They always used to do chips and gravy, and all the kids would put grated cheese on the top.
Yeah.
I did not know this was a dish. It's like a delicacy.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And over there, they have the posh version with lobster.
What?
Oh, no, that's a bit
lobster much. And gravy.
Never had that school dinners.
No, you didn't. I'll tell you what, Linda, my dinner lady, if she'd have brought out the lobster, we'd have all been well impressed.
She was always, I got your lobster.
Yeah, exactly.
Petal.
She used to call us all Petal. Right, Petal, is your lobster?
Is your lobster? No, not again, Linda. I don't know why I've all gone northern now. It's terrible. Sorry, everybody. North of Watford. So, you're out on tour. You're doing all the show busy stuff. When it comes to fans, obviously you have your fair share. Any interesting fan moments, things they might have given you, things they've asked you to sign?
I mean, I've got an incredibly loyal, amazing fan base. Some are a bit more enthusiastic.
Very diplomatic.
Nice, like
that.
Very
enthusiastic.
Good.
I had to think about that.
Run, she's enthusiastic!
I had a lady, I went to a ladies' day. And performed, and in the meet and greet, I was meeted with an older lady.
Yeah.
I would say maybe mid-60s, something like that, who was very enthusiastic. She gave me a kiss, of which I gave her a kiss.
Oh, nice.
The tongue went in.
No! Oh!
It was shocking moment for us all.
Was it accidental slippage? I think she did it on purpose.
I'm looking at the guy
the bouncer like, help.
Had she had mints or chewing gum before the kiss?
I think there was a hint of mint there.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Mainly pilchard.
Could have been worse then.
Pilchard.
Oh, Callum. Can I just rewind quickly that you got a message from Ashton Kutcher? What?
Random.
I think he even said, I would push my gold bosom for you.
Yes.
I bet you would, Ashton. No, but I mean, something like that for a normal Yorkshire lad like me was just like mind blowing.
But you did get stitched up a bit by Ellen or Ellen's crew when you were on the Ellen DeGeneres TV show. Go on, tell us about the horrible.
So it's Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Dory from Finding Nemo. So
big this is big.
That's right. So I was really, really nervous. And the stage manager was walking me through, ready for the stage. And he basically was saying, you know, it's going to be amazing. You're going to be great. He said, but just a little note, just don't look Ellen directly in the eyes. So I was kind of a little bit like, okay. And I was like, what as in just don't look at her? And he was like, just don't look her in the eyes. We won't make a big deal out of it, but just don't look her in the eyes.
Oh, no.
And I was thinking, this is like some sort of legal thing. Or like, and so I was terrified by this point. So already nervous, I walk up to the mic stand like this, and I'm holding the mic, shaking.
Oh, no.
Thinking, what if she looks at me? Do I just go, yeah, thanks, Ellen.
Just look away.
Acknowledge her. And just before the kiss, she goes, and we're going on in 5, 4. And he goes, I was just joking, by the way. And I was like, almost didn't have enough time to get myself together. So the cam's up and I'm like, it was terrifying.
Oh, and did you make eye contact with Ellen?
I did.
And it was all okay.
And it was, yes. The most, I know, as soon as she came over to me and I could look her in the eyes, it was a bit scary.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like,
staring at her.
Yeah.
I bet she gives a good hug, Ellen.
Oh my God, great hug.
Well, let's get on to...
Should we have a game of Say It?
Let's get on to a game, shall we?
Yeah.
Say it.
More with Callum Scott in just a bit. It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura, and it's time to see if we can add another name onto the top of our Celebrity Say It leaderboard this morning. In the studio, Callum Scott is here. In the top ranking, who have we got?
Ed Sheeran got 12. Oh. Top of the leaderboard, we've got Anton Dubek and Amelia Lilly, both with 16.
To get onto the leaderboard, the bottom, we're talking Ollie Murs with 9.
Yeah, with 9.
Let's see what score you can get. Go!
Say it.
The farm animal that goes, meh, not a sheep, the other one. That can be a goat. Kid. Yes, she is Beyonce's daughter. It's a colour and then a type
Ivy,
of...
Blue Ivy.
Yes, it's what you would do if you're on films or on the telly.
Act.
You're a, yes, she's a prime minister. What's her name?
Theresa May.
Yes, it's what you sit in, not a sofa, the other one. Yeah, but with the things on the sides. Yes, it's a football team. They're red. They play in London.
Liverpool?
No, they're like a rival to Chelsea. It's like another name for bum. The rude word for bum is like the start of it.
Arsehole.
Yes, it's where you'd go if you're driving somewhere really fast. M25 is one, or the M1. Away. Yes, it's social media, the blue one with the birds.
Twitter.
Yes, she sings Shake It Off. She's an American
Taylor
singer.
Swift.
Yes, it's what you eat in the middle of the day. Yes, it's a horse with a horn on its head.
Unicorn.
Yes, it's what you win, a Brit something.
Award.
Yes, 007, who is he?
James Bond.
Yes, it's a colour. It's not blue or red, the other primary one. The sun is the colour. Yes,
Time out. I lost the plot there.
Okay.
I lost the horse with a horn.
Oh,
oh yeah. You did very well. You did very well. You got goat for 1, blue ivy 2, actor 3, Theresa May 4, armchair 5, Arsenal 6, motorway 7, Twitter 8, Taylor Swift 9, lunch 10, unicorn 11, award 12, James Bond 13, yellow 14. It puts you level with Nadine Coyle and Mr. Maker and Rack Sue, and it puts you above Louis Tomlinson. Take that, Ed Sheeran.
Yay! Everybody, good luck with the song. You are the reason, the tour and the album on pre-order now. Only human, Callum Scott. Thank you so much
thank
for being on KMFM Breakfast.
Thank you.
You're really good at describing.
See, that's what she gets chosen every day.